With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump winning the New Hampshire GOP primary, but Nikki Haley is not quitting.
Even though Haley didn't deliver an upset victory in New Hampshire, she's not ending her run for the White House. She told supporters last night that this race is far from over and that she's the last one standing next to Donald Trump. The former president is unhappy about Haley's refusal to quit. He wrote on social media that she is delusional.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. President Biden, meanwhile, on Wednesday, will be the keynote speaker at a United Auto Workers political convention as he works to sway blue-collar workers in Michigan and Wisconsin. UAW leaders, meanwhile, have been very quiet about whether they will use the moment to endorse Biden's bid for a second term in office. Also at srnnews.com, Joseph Fetterman, who is a news director for Israel and Palestinian territories, reports that Egyptian officials say Israel has offered a ceasefire plan to halt the fighting in the Gaza Strip, but Hamas has rejected it.
The officials say that Israel is offering a two-month pause in fighting. During that time, Hamas would release hostages that it is holding captive in the Gaza Strip. In return, Israel would release Palestinian prisoners that it is holding. Hamas's leaders in the Gaza Strip also would be given the opportunity to move abroad.
France's privacy watchdog fining Amazon's French warehouse business $35 million for using an intrusive system to monitor worker performance and activity. Regulators says the system allowed managers at Amazon France to track employees way too closely in the job place. This is SRN News. Well, most moms and dads want to know what the kids are doing in the school library.
According to a new poll, over half of the parents want notice of the books that their children are checking out. And 60% say school libraries should restrict kids' access to certain books based on their age or parental permission. But American Family Association President Tim Wildman says, quote, "The problem is that the teachers' unions and the American Library Association don't care one iota about what parents think or want for their own children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Carolina School Board's decision to reject two LGBT provisions the General Assembly directed districts to comply with could lead to some type of legal action shortly. One provision requires schools alert parents before a student goes by a different name and or pronoun. This is SRN News. Major League Baseball adding three players to the Hall of Fame.
Adrian Beltre, Joe Mauer, Todd Helton. They are now members of the Baseball Hall of Fame. On Tuesday, they were voted in by the Baseball Writers Association of America. Beltre was voted in on 95% of the ballots. Mauer got in on his first attempt, while Helton made the grade on his sixth try. Gary Sheffield fell short of the 75% threshold necessary for induction, with 64% on his 10th and final attempt. I'm Bruce Morton.
Influx of artificial intelligence software transforming the way we work. Small business owners are using AI tools to check grammar and emails, punch up marketing copy, and research business plans. Bigger companies are developing tools to help the smaller business integrate AI into their operations in more advanced ways. More details at srnnews.com.